We're on the telephone with Iowa State Agriculture Department climatologist Harry Hilliker. Well, Harry, we all know this has been a very, very unusual year, and I understand for the state of Iowa, and I'm sure for many other states as well, it's going to be possibly a historical year as far as the weather that we're having. And I guess let's start out talking about temperatures.
Yeah, temperatures certainly been quite warm for the most part. Actually, going back all the way to October of 2011, and every month, starting with that month, up till now has been above normal in temperatures. And for several of those months, well above normal, and that would be like December, January, February, March, and now again in the month of May. And I guess here, this current month, probably going to end up in the top 10 as far as warmest Mays go in Iowa. It obviously depends on just how the month last week or so finishes out, but at the moment we're ranked about 7th warmest May out of 140 years of records, and that will be somewhere near that ranking when all is said and done, given what the forecast is saying, which keeps us pretty warm through the next several days anyway. So certainly very, very much on the warm side. And it's, I guess, most unusual about all this, just how persistent this has been. And we're kind of getting to that time of year where you expect things to be persistent now as you're heading into summer. But this has already, you know, been going on for months now.
And as far as precipitation goes, where do we stand?
You know, precipitation, much more variable, as is usually the case. And kind of a little bit peculiar item at the moment is that the areas of Iowa that are really short on topsoil moisture is different than the areas that are short on subsoil moisture. In fact, it's almost the exact opposite. Generally, northwestern Iowa still has the largest deficits by far as subsoil moisture levels go, and that has mainly to do with what happened late last summer and last fall, where that part of the state and that part of the Midwest was very, very dry during the fall months. And precipitation up there has been fairly close to normal so far in 2012, and therefore topsoil moisture is in pretty good shape, but that subsoil still has quite a deficit to it. Meanwhile, roughly the southeast two-thirds of Iowa has been extremely dry here in the last 2.5 weeks, with much of that area really seeing no rain of consequence. In some places like Des Moines, not even so much as one sprinkle over that time period, which is extremely unusual. To stay dry this long at this time of the year, where rain's usually much more reliable. And so topsoil is, you know, just there's hardly any moisture there. A combination of lack of rain and higher than normal temperatures, lower than normal humidity, and a lot of very windy days. So that topsoil is just really desiccated across the eastern two-thirds of the state.
Now, I know you're a climatologist, not an agronomist, but, you know, the corn crop's off to a really good start, an early start. But any thoughts on what might happen here if we continue to be very warm?
Yeah, certainly hoping for some rain very soon. And because, you know, corn as well as the beans that are, you know, more recently been planted, you know, relying on that topsoil moisture for now to get the crop started. And there's just, you know, next to nothing there. And perhaps the earliest planted corn, you know, would have got off to a good start. But the more recent corn, you know, just has next to no moisture in the seed bed for that crop to get going. And so really need to see a rain very, very soon to, you know, prevent some big problems there as far as germination and, you know, possibly what has germinated dying from lack of moisture. And good news is it wouldn't really take a lot of rain, but maybe a half inch to an inch to at least temporarily turn things around. But we're still waiting for that half inch to an inch.
What does history tell us then as far as, you know, when we have a really warm spring and warm winter, what might we expect for the summertime outlook?
Well, generally, warm winters or mild winters like we had this year, and early springs, you know, with the record warm March that we had, those time periods don't have really much correlation with what we see during the summer season or the heart of the growing season. But May, however, does, and really pretty strong correlation of what we see in May is very often repeated into especially June and July, not so much August. And that's especially true for temperatures. If you look at the 10 warmest Mays on record in Iowa, 9 were followed by warmer than normal summers. And the statistics look pretty similar, not quite that drastic, but if you look at the top 20 or top 30 warmest Mays, you see much the same pattern, a pretty strong correlation there. In other words, a very high likelihood of persistence. And so that's certainly worrisome, especially when things are relatively dry right now. You don't want to see continued above normal temperatures, but as we are approaching summer, the weather pattern does tend to get a bit more sluggish, and whatever pattern you're in, more often than not, kind of is the one you stay in to some degree. There's been a few exceptions here and there where that things had made a major reversal, but those are kind of few and far between historically.
And I was going to ask you too, as you kind of look at other states around Iowa, we're seeing some really dry conditions, as I understand it, in Missouri and also developing now in Illinois and Indiana and Ohio.
Yeah, it's pretty widespread. And as far as Corn Belt states, soybean areas as well, especially central and eastern areas, and most particularly, I guess, the southern fringe of the Corn Belt, areas further north, looking a little bit better, and came into the season with more moisture, I guess, to start with, and then the rest, many other places, and have seen a little bit more rain recently than the rest of the Corn Belt has been seeing. So I guess Iowa's not alone, I guess, to speak, when you're speaking of relatively dry conditions.